All right, let's dive into an exercise that looks incredibly simple, but is an absolute powerhouse for your body. It's called the heel squeeze, and trust me, it's a total game changer for building a rock-solid foundation. Let's break down why. So let me ask you something. Does this sound familiar? You're in the gym, you're doing all the right things, squats, lunges, hip thrusts, all to build stronger glutes. But at the end of the day, the only thing screaming at you is your lower back. It's so frustrating, and honestly, it's super common. Well, that is exactly where the heel squeeze comes into play. You have to think of this less like a big, heavy lift and more like a re-education for your body. It's designed to wake up the muscles that should be working, your glutes and hamstrings, while teaching your lower back to just chill out and be supported. So first up, let's get into why this is such a fantastic, low back-friendly glute fix. Okay, so what is it exactly? At its heart, the heel squeeze is a prone exercise, which just means you're lying face down. Its main job is to light up your posterior chain. That's the whole team of muscles on the back of your body, like your glutes and hamstrings. But here's the secret sauce. It does all this while forcing your pelvis to stay completely still and stable. And that is the key to keeping your low back out of the equation. All right, section two. Let's build the perfect setup. And I gotta tell you, being precise here is everything. This is the foundation for the entire exercise. Okay, let's walk through this together. First, get yourself face down and just rest your forehead on your hands. Step two, and this is so important, anchor your pelvis. You want to feel your pubic bone getting a little heavy into the mat. For step three, bend your knees to roughly 90 degrees, bring your heels to touch, but keep your knees about shoulder width apart. And last but not least, let your shoulders just relax down your back. No shrugging. Now, here is the single best mental image I can give you for this. I want you to imagine you're balancing a delicate, full teacup right on the flat, bony part of your lower back, your sacrum. Your mission, through this whole exercise, is to not spill a single drop. That image right there will keep the work exactly where it belongs, in your glutes. With that perfect setup locked in, we're ready for section three, the three tiers of control. Think of these as levels you're going to unlock. It's all about mastering one before you even think about moving to the next. We start with tier one, the squeeze only. And the name says it all. There is absolutely no lifting involved here. The whole point is just to wake up those deep hip and hamstring muscles, to teach them to fire without any rocking or shifting in your pelvis. It's pure, quiet, isolated activation.
So here's how you do it. As you breathe out, you're just going to gently draw your heels toward each other, like they have little magnets on them. Notice that effort level. It's just 30 or 40%. This is not a death grip. While you're squeezing, make sure your knees don't move. Then you just inhale and let that squeeze soften. You're going to repeat that for 8 to 12 super slow, super controlled reps.
Once you've completely mastered that squeeze with zero pelvic movement, and I mean zero, then you've earned the right to move on to tier two. Here, we're going to add a tiny little knee hover. The whole goal is to see if you can keep that perfect stability from tier one while adding just a little bit of a lift against gravity. Okay, the sequence is simple, but it demands focus. First, you create that gentle tier one squeeze as you exhale. Then, holding that squeeze, you float your knees just a tiny bit off the mat. I'm talking 1 or 2 centimeters, like the thickness of a piece of paper. Remember that teacup? It shouldn't even wiggle. Then you inhale, lower your knees back down with control, and only then do you soften the heel squeeze. And that brings us to the mastery level, tier three. Once you totally own that knee hover, you've got a couple of options to make it more advanced. The goal now is either to connect all that work in your lower body with your upper back, or to really turn up the heat on your glutes by making them work a little longer. So, this gives us two cool paths to take. Option A is the thoracic hover combo. You add a tiny little chest lift to the knee hover, which connects your entire back line. Option B is the three pulse lift. From that hover, you do three tiny up and down pulses to increase the time under tension. You'll definitely feel that in your glutes and hamstrings. Okay, let's move on to something that is absolutely critical, your personal safety net. We're going to cover how to troubleshoot this move and tweak it so it works perfectly for you. Let's run through some common slip-ups and the super easy fixes. Feeling your low back start to arch? Simple. Press that pubic bone down a little more and make your lift even smaller. If you catch yourself squeezing your heels for dear life, just back it off to that 30% effort. For pretty much every issue, there's a really simple, straightforward adjustment. And we can take it even further with some smart modifications. And listen, these aren't cheating, they're just smart. If your low back feels a little sensitive,
A small folded towel under your hips can be a game changer. Prone to hamstring cramps? Squeeze less hard. The goal is to adapt the exercise so you can do it perfectly without any pain or compensation. Now, of course, there are some situations where you need to be extra cautious, like if you have an acute injury or certain spinal conditions. It's also worth knowing that lying face down generally isn't great later in pregnancy. But for everyone, the golden rule is always the same. Keep the movements tiny and always, always work in a pain-free range.
All right, let's wrap this all up by zooming out and looking at the big picture. Why does this tiny little move actually matter so much? So here's the number one takeaway. The magic of the heel squeeze isn't about how high you can lift your legs. It's about how perfectly still you can keep your pelvis. This is an exercise in precision, in control. You're literally teaching your brain to talk to the right muscles at the right time. So what you're really doing is building a smarter, way more efficient support system for your entire body. You're training it to stop relying on your low back for everything and to start using those powerful muscles in your hips and legs to drive movement. And that, my friends, is the definition of real, functional strength that will carry over into absolutely everything else you do. And that's the thought I really want to leave you with. This one little exercise is such a powerful reminder that getting stronger isn't always about adding more weight or more reps. Sometimes real mastery comes from perfecting the absolute basics. So just think, what could you unlock in your workouts and just in your life if you truly master the fundamentals,